This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today is National Safer Internet Day, and this year's theme is AI aware, safe, smart and in control. With AI now shaping everything from our social media feeds to how young people learn and communicate online, this year is all about helping children and young people develop the skills that they need to think critically, protect their privacy and stay in control of their digital lives. To talk us through what that really means and how parents, schools and young people can navigate the benefits and risks of AI, I'm delighted to be joined by Jane McGarrigle, who is the National Coordinator of WebWise. Jane, thank you for joining me on the show. Tell me about Safer Internet Day. I know we've been hearing about it all day. And why does it matter in 2026 in particular?
Yeah, so would you believe it? Safer Internet Day is actually in its 23rd year. You know, it started out as a European initiative to promote and support children online to make the internet a better place for children. It's a really great opportunity to bring together, you know, schools, parents, governments, online safety stakeholders, regulators, platforms, to shine a light on kind of relevant online safety issues for children and young people. And while internet safety isn't a one day a year event, it does allow us a good opportunity to focus minds and to explore, you know, what the issues are right now. This year, the theme is around artificial intelligence. So it's AI aware, safe, smart and in control. There's been huge advancements in generative AI tools and technologies. You know, there's some great benefits to them, but there's also a lot of risks and challenges around that, you know, we need to teach young people how to safely and responsibly navigate these tools and technologies, and also have bigger conversations about how these tools are designed and the safety features that are there and changes that might need to be made.
In fairness, there could have probably been no other theme for this year. It had to be artificial intelligence because it really is everywhere at the minute. We're encountering it in our own lives, never mind young people, from social media feeds to homework and things like that. How are young people and children actually encountering AI in their everyday online lives?
Yeah, so like it's totally unavoidable now. It's embedded in all the tools and platforms we access on a daily basis. So the young people that we spoke to are, you know, using the regular platforms like Snapchat, MyAI, ChatGPT, Copilot. They're using it to help them kind of to complement their study, their learning. They find it really helpful in terms of maybe if they're doing homework to try and explain something that they were doing earlier in the day in class, to help them study, to summarise, you know, they find it a convenient place to get information and advice as well. So we've heard from young people who are maybe using it to get advice around, you know, friendships, relationships, those sorts of things as well.
And one concern, obviously, that we all have with this, it can be great until it's not, because sometimes it can get things wrong, to be fair. How important is it for young people to be critically evaluating what they're seeing and questioning everything that they're learning from an AI tool?
So this is so important. Critical thinking has never been more important. You know, firstly, it's vital that anybody using these tools is aware of their limitations, that AI tools can get things wrong. You know, the information they give may not always be accurate, even though they give you a very confident answer. You know, it's important that young people know, you know, to check the information they're getting from these tools, that they know where to go for reliable, trusted information. And I suppose to, you know, the content AI generates can be very realistic now. It's actually nearly impossible to tell the difference, you know, with AI images, videos, whether it's real or not. So to have that kind of, you know, does this seem right? And, you know where to go to find information and talk to people about what they're seeing online as well has never been more important.
focusing on the in control part of this year's kind of slogan, AIware, safe, smart and in control. What does that mean when it comes to privacy and personal data for young people?
Yeah, again, so thanks for raising that, Valerie. The privacy piece is so important as well. When we talk to children and young people, it's really important that we make them aware that, you know, not to share personal information with AI tools, not to share personal information about others or images of others with AI tools. You know, the data privacy practices of these tools can be quite opaque. We're not quite sure where our information is going. Our information could be used to train these tools as well. So just to be extra cautious with the information they provide. These tools can be really helpful, like I said, for helping with learning, you know, with people with different learning needs. But for personal information, it is really important that we are overly cautious with that, and never to, you know, seek personal advice from these tools, to go to trusted sources, you know, go to Childline, you know, talk to a trusted adult, a parent, an older sibling.
There's actually a trend that I don't know if you've spotted at the minute that just kind of feeds into what AI actually knows about us. There's this thing where people are asking ChatGPT to make a caricature of themselves using everything it knows about them. And in most cases that I've seen anyway, it does know like everything about a person. What can we learn from that trend in particular?
Yeah, so that's a really interesting one. Yeah, I think it's a good example of, you know, how far these tools have progressed. So, you know, for kind of teachers or parents who want to have conversations with children and young people, talk to them about the privacy piece, talk to them about appropriate use, also talk to them about the environmental impact of these things. That's one thing children and young people told us that they're very concerned about, is that actually these tools use lots of water, lots of data. You know, so we may not be aware of the impact of these things while, you know, they may be for entertainment purposes. There is an opportunity cost with using these tools. So to be mindful in our use of these technologies as well.
What roles do schools play, do you think, in helping students become more AI aware and savvy and digitally literate as well?
Yeah, so schools can play a really, really important role in terms of kind of supporting students, and Safer Internet Day is a great opportunity for schools to start having those conversations. And there's already scripted presentations, lessons available from the WebWise Safer Internet Day Hub. If schools are interested in looking at this theme, and actually we know lots of schools have already started the Safer Internet Day celebrations or engaging in lessons. So we have lessons for sixth class available and for post-primary as well. The post-primary lessons talk about the challenges, risks and opportunities of chatbots, and the primary lesson looks at kind of, I suppose, the limitations of AI and how to responsibly and safely navigate AI tools.
I was going to actually ask you where people can go to find advice and resources around AI and online safety. Yourselves would, I imagine, be the first port of call. But what about elsewhere? What other places can you actually find trusted advice online about all this?
Yeah, so WebWise are part of the Irish Safer Internet Centre, which is a consortium of four organisations. WebWise helplines, the ISPCC Childline, which is brilliant support listening service for children. We also have the National Parents Council, who run a superb helpline for parents. They also offer online safety training as well. And we also have the Irish Internet Hotline, which deals with the reporting of child sexual abuse material and the reporting of intimate image abuse as well. So four really, really important core online safety services and supports to be aware of.
Before I let you go, Jane, what is the one message, if people could take away one message from Safer Internet Day 2026 that you would like parents, young people and educators perhaps in particular, what would you like it to be that they take away?
Yeah, so I think one of the things we'd be keen to kind of let young people know and children know in particular, you know, often children may not tell when something goes wrong online, or a young person may not want to speak about something that's went wrong online for fear of what might happen if they're embarrassed. You know, they might worry their device will be taken off them. They may worry the adults in their lives won't understand or won't be able to help. But just that message that there is always help out there from the services I mentioned, talk to a parent, talk to a teacher. And for parents and teachers, we know this is overwhelming, but do take a look at the resources available. The most important thing adults can do to support children online is to have a good relationship with them, to try and understand what they're doing online, and to let them know no matter what, they can come and talk to you if something goes wrong online.
Well, Jane, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat on National Safer Internet Day. Really appreciate it, and hoping to chat to you again in the future.
Thanks so much, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.